Do you ever say touchy?
Yeah, I'm touchy.
Okay. You might say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
mad.
Okay. If somebody's about to lose his temper, you tell him, just
calm down.
Okay. If you've been working very hard, which you have been,
yes,
you say you are very
tired.
Now, what's a word that's even stronger than that?
Beat.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you ever say dead? To mean tired?
Yeah.
Okay. How about I am all
wet?
No, it means tired.
I'm
just all
wiped out?
Yeah, or from wear out. I'm all
wore out.
Okay.
I'm all worn out.
Well, which would you say?
I'm all worn out.
Okay. If you had a cold and you couldn't talk very well, you'd say, I'm very
sore.
Did you ever say horse?
Yeah. If you talk horse.
Oh, I was trying to. If somebody goes like this, you say they have a
cold
or a
cough.
Okay. If somebody can't hear anything at all, you say they're
deaf.
Okay. If in a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have a if you get hurt in a war, you've been
wounded?
Yeah. Have you ever heard of, this is kind of gross, but in a wound, if it doesn't heal, say you've got a wound along here, it doesn't heal up, and there's some growth in it that has to be taken out so it'll heal right. You ever heard of proud flesh?
Mm-mm.
That's what some people call it. All right. What is this that you put on a your finger?
Ah, damn.
Okay, and this stuff that you get, take from
land? Why, damn.
If a man was shot and he didn't recover, you'd say he...
damn.
All right, any other terms for that? Polite, either polite terms or slang?
No.
Like, he croaked?
Yeah.
How about something polite that old people might say?
He passed away.
Yeah. What do you call the place where people are buried?
Seminary.
Okay.
Cemetery.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I said seminary.
Yeah.
I meant cemetery.
How about the thing that they're buried in?
Casket.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the service performed for?
Funeral or wait.
Okay. What's the difference?
Well, the wait is before, and the funeral is after the wait.
It's a wait where you sit with the body?
A wait is when you just sit with the body, everybody just comes and look at it and goes, sits there, and then they dismiss. And then a funeral is when they have a service, like when the preachers get up and, you know,
okay,
talk, and then they bring the body over to the family and all that.
What do you call the man who takes care of the body in a funeral home?
Mortician.
Okay. And what do you call the vehicle that takes the dead body to the gravesite?
Hearse.
Mm-hmm. If somebody's troubled about something, you might say, oh, it'll come out all right. Don't
worry.
Okay. What do you call a disease that makes your skin turn yellow? The liver disease. You might never have heard of it, but here. You ever heard of that?
Mm-mm.
What do you call the thing when you have your appendix taken out and you say you have?
Appendicitis.
If you eat something that doesn't agree with you and it comes back up, then you say?
Regurgitate, throw
did
up.
You say throw up?
I say throw up.
Okay.
Regurgitate. Throw up.
Say there's a boy that you like and you do things with him, what would you say you're doing?
What kind of things?
Oh, you know, going to movies or whatever.
Dating.